This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In just a few hours, U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in Geneva at a time of tense relations between Russia and the West. The meeting is scheduled for 1 p.m. local time in Switzerland. It's expected to last 4 to 5 hours. A Biden aide has told reporters that nothing is off the table, but cautioned that officials do not expect what that aide called a big set of deliverables. That is, not much in the way of concrete results as expected from the meeting. Likely to be on the agenda are Russia's involvement in Ukraine, jailed Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, and ransomware attacks on U.S. businesses and government agencies that appear to have originated on Russian soil. The White House said Saturday that Biden would appear alone at a post-summit news conference, unlike former President Donald Trump, who addressed reporters together with Putin following their 2018 summit in Helsinki. At that time, Trump contradicted his own intelligence agencies by saying he had no reason to doubt that Putin's assertion that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. For his part, Putin told the United States NBC News on Friday that the U.S.-Russia relationship has, quote, deteriorated to the lowest point in recent years. Putin spoke to NBC on Friday. The interview aired in full on Monday. Putin has rejected U.S. claims that Moscow and Russian hackers are carrying out debilitating cyber attacks on American companies and government agencies. You can keep up with this story, the progress of the meeting with Putin, and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Yemen said Tuesday that time is not on Yemen's side and urged Houthi rebels to come to the negotiating table to discuss a ceasefire and political settlement to the more than six-year-old conflict. Ending a war is a choice, Martin Griffiths told the UN Security Council in his final briefing as envoy. Griffiths, who is British, has spent 3 years trying to mediate an end to the conflict between the rebels and the government. Next month, the envoy will take up a possibly even more daunting challenge as the UN official in charge of global humanitarian crises. He succeeds fellow Briton Mark Lowcock, who has held the post for 4 years. A top U.S. Army leader is defending the Pentagon's response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building complex. Lieutenant General Walter Piot told a House panel Tuesday that the National Guard was delayed for hours because they had to properly prepare for the deployment. Piot also says senior military leaders had determined beforehand that there was, quote, no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. Piot is the director of the Army staff. He echoed comments from other senior military leaders about the perception of soldiers being used to secure the election process. Newly released documents show that in the last weeks of his administration, former U.S. President Donald Trump and his aides pressured the Justice Department to investigate his unfounded voting fraud complaints and overturn his election loss. Nearly 5 months after leaving office, Trump still contends that there were voting irregularities that cheated him out of another four-year term in the White House. According to the House of Representatives Oversight and Reform Committee, before he left office, Trump, his then chief of staff, and a private attorney all sought to enlist the Justice Department to pursue election irregularities that had already been rejected in dozens of court claims. Trump made the demands even after outgoing Attorney General William Barr had already concluded by December 1st that no fraud had occurred on any scale that could have affected the outcome of the election. And President Biden on Tuesday announced his nominees for ambassadors to Israel, Mexico, and NATO. The ambassador to Israel is Thomas Nides, a Morgan Stanley vice chairman who served as deputy secretary of state under President Barack Obama. He has picked Ken Salazar as ambassador to Mexico and security expert Julianne Smith to be NATO ambassador to NATO or the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.